Oh, he didn't cue me. Ready? One, two, three. That's our jingle, in case anybody's interested. It was our jingle last year.
I don't know if anybody's interested.
Yeah. Well, it's Friday. And that's how we show that we're excited for y'all.
Yes.
So anyway, happy Friday.
Happy Friday. And, you know, honey, I gotta just, before we do our podcast.
Oh, here we go again.
I one of my heroes of the faith is Billy Graham. And he's many people's hero of the faith. The Billy Graham Evangelistic Association reveals that it has shared the gospel with close to 9.5 million people around the world through its outreaches. Mm-hmm. But listen to this. This is where you need to applaud. More than 1.6 million of those people have made a decision for Christ. Mm-hmm. Wow.
And who put that information out there? Well, it's on the article.
It was... Billy Graham Evangelist Association.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's exciting. We can only hope for those numbers and pray for those numbers one day, honey.
Yeah. I mean, unbelievable.
It is.
You know, if you just reach out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, don't say anything else but the word, the Bible. What Billy Graham always say, the Bible says, not Billy says. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes, you know, pastors sometimes get a little... into themselves and think that they're the ones saying it. Well, you know what? No, it's God, man. It's all God inspired. Mm-hmm. God doesn't inspire you. It's not going to inspire anybody else.
That's right.
So thank God for Billy Graham.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he has been the modern day Paul for many, many years. Anyway, I thought that was very, very awesome. And I didn't want to go any further before mentioning that.
Yeah. Well, like we said, it's Friday. You're going to experience rewards and miracles. And here's how. You'll experience them once you're willing and committed to God.
That's right.
And your new life that follows that commitment will outweigh any of your present pain and difficulties.
That's right. Well, you know, Philippians 1:21 through 25, it says, For to me, living means living for Christ, and dying can even be better. But if I'm alive, I can do more fruitful work for Christ. So I really don't know which is better. I'm torn between two desires. I long to go and be with Christ, which would be far better for me. But for your sakes, it is better that I continue to live.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Paul was torn, you know, like most of us are, you know. I mean, gosh, we want to be, you know, with Jesus. But we also want to, you know, tell so many people around the world of who he is, you know. And that's how you experience rewards and miracles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like the crown that, you know, you get to lay at Jesus' feet. God wants us to spread the word of God, to spread his gospel around the world. You know, and we're not just talking about this podcast. I'm talking about everyone in the world right now. It might be your next door neighbor. And the reward and miracles you get from that is you get to lay a crown at Jesus' feet for every one of those good deeds. You know, I mean, do you want a smart car pulling up to the throne of God with just a few crowns in it? Or do you want a convoy of Mack trucks pulling up to the Bema seat of Christ and laying it down at his feet and kissing his feet?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And if we can just keep that thought that what we do here on this earth for someone else, we do it as unto him.
That's right.
That's what he says in the word. Even as he just says a cup of water in my name, you do it as unto me.
Right.
And, we talk about relationships so much in this ministry. And, you know, we've had this conversation many times, honey, about having the right mindset and the right heart.
Yep.
And you can keep the right mindset and you can keep the right heart regardless of how people treat you when your motive is, I'm not doing it for them, I'm doing it for the Lord.
Yeah.
And that takes care of it. Now, if your relationship with the Lord is not really red hot and on fire, then we want to help you with that too.
Sure.
Because when it is, then it's all good and it's all right.
That's right.
And so this year we want to help people have that type of relationship with God.
Yeah.
So once you receive that kind of love, you can give that kind of love. You can't give away something that you don't have.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, and the thing is, you know, in Philippians 1:21, like we were saying, basically it's saying is to live as Christ, to die as gain. I mean, if we can't lose if we belong to God. You can't. Whether we live or die, we know we will win in the end. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know about you, honey, but I read the end of the book of the Bible, and we win.
That's right.
And so, no matter how bad things may get, if we trust God, He will come through for us if we just have the faith.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You think about how many times have I fallen. Well, God can still use us to save the lives of others, just like He saved us. That's it.
He is our hope against hope.
That's right.
He is the hope against hope.
Yeah, Christianity, you know, is not something that you just say, well, you know, I've been saved, so that's good enough. And you know, I don't think I want to, you know, talk too much about it. I'm kind of an inward person. No, that's not what, you know, Christianity needs to be talked about. Excuse me. You know, I mean, in so many of our institutions, our schools, our government here in the United States and around the world, you know, Christianity is being pushed out. Well, you know what? We need to push in. You know, like I can't remember that coach's name that was talking to me last night. I was listening to a sermon. But we need to be on
Mullins.
The offense. Huh?
Mullins. I don't know.
Yes, Mullins. Yes. Awesome. We need to be on the offense. We need to be the one pushing in. We don't need to be on the defense all the time, reacting, you know, to what people are saying about Christianity. We need to be on the offense and say, man, if you only knew.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Honey, there's people listening right now that don't really know.
Yeah, I know.
And you know what? We're talking about eternity, which is, you know, when you get an eternal perspective on your life, it puts everything in perspective. But those of you who are listening that aren't there yet, mm-hmm. we understand that. However, you will experience what we've talked about in our topic, rewards and miracles here on this earth when you're committed to God. I mean, you'd be surprised what He can do, what He's done in our life.
Yeah.
Just the fact that you and I went through the divorces that we went through and found each other is a miracle.
It is.
It is an absolute miracle. Did we do our part? Yes. Yeah. We did everything we knew that the Lord was leading us to do, but it's still by His grace, you know, that our paths were made straight to each other. But back to our topic, that's what we're talking about. That was just one miracle that He's done in our life. How many miracles of healing? God still heals today. He's the same yesterday, today, and always.
That's right.
You know, how many financial crises in people's lives have been worked out when they turn it around and started doing things God's way?
Right.
So, yes, those of you that are new to this or those of you that are coming back, yeah, He's got all sorts of rewards and miracles here for you on earth.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the number one is eternity. But we want you to be happy to live your life for Him right now.
That's true.
And until then. And you will experience these things. But it all goes back to what we talked about all week, being totally sold out and committed to Him.
That's right.
If you've not, because of what you've heard, or you had a bad experience, let this be the year you give Him another chance.
That's right. That's
let
exactly
this
right.
be the year.
You know, Stuart Scott, very famous sports announcer, you know, just passed away at 49 years old of cancer. And he'd been battling it for over 7 years. And what a great guy. You know, I so enjoyed listening to him on SportsCenter, you know, or when he was broadcasting, you know, because he would, I mean, if something great went on, he would go, booyah, you know. And he really made being a sports announcer really cool. You know, I enjoyed watching him. I enjoyed listening to him. He had a very calm spirit about him. But when he accepted an award, they called the Jimmy Valvano Award for Perseverance, what he said in his speech was basically, cancer does not define me. I'm going to continue to live. The way you live, what you believe in, and who you are is how you defeat cancer, whether you live or die. And that's the truth. In our topic today, your new life that follows will outweigh your present difficulties.
And pain.
And pain.
Mm-hmm.
Where Stuart Scott, the way you lived, you're definitely not feeling that present pain
mm-hmm.
and difficulty anymore.
Yeah.
That's what it means to live as Christ.
Honey, to die so as many are afraid to give up that control. Well,
I know.
If you have an addiction that you run to and you escape to, you obviously mm-hmm. don't have a problem with letting go of control.
That's true.
That's a form of letting go of control. You let the substance take over so you don't have to deal and feel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so right there you're in a good position because you're okay with giving up control. Well, give up to the control of the only one who's not going to kill you in the process for doing it like those things will.
That's for sure.
He's the only one. He's the only one that you can completely give over control to that's not going to harm you. Another person can harm you. Those drugs can harm you. The alcohol can harm you. Those relationships that you're in can harm you. But he won't when you give that same control over to him. Like I said, you already are in that position. You already enjoy giving control over mm-hmm. to those things. Give it to him.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. Give it to him. Man, I'll tell you what. We all have pain. We all have difficulties. We all have issues in our life. But in order to get through them and to really live life to its fullest is to give our life to him. I remember when I was first saved and I read that, Philippians 1:21, to live as Christ, to die as gain. And it's still just, man, it just breaks me up.
Well, you know.
You know, because to live is Christ.
It is. I know.
And to die is gain.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're alive.
That's right.
Exactly. Or whether you're not, you're in the presence of God.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe some of you are saying, man, I don't have a clue what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Have you given your life to him? Did you think maybe you did and you're thinking right now, man, I never really gave my heart to Jesus. We'd love for you to do that today, wouldn't we, honey?
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, give your life to Jesus, man. I'm telling you. You don't have to trust me. You can trust him. It will change you more than you could ever dream.
Yep.
So if you would please pray this prayer with us. And please know that you're saved. And know that you can start living for him. Because he died for you. Lord Jesus, please come into my life. Lord, I know you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day. And because of that cross, you say my sins are forgiven. If I ask you from a sincere heart to forgive me. Jesus, please forgive me of my sins. Lord, today I start living it up for you. Today I give you my heart, my mind, and my soul. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, thank y'all so much. And you know, honey, and today is Friday. Now listen, we love y'all mm-hmm. so much. And we pray that you have a wonderful weekend.
Yeah. And until we talk to you on Monday, keep living it up.
While beginning again.